You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hello and welcome to Bras, Bitches, and Balls. I'm Nick Rowley, and that was Deka, who's one of our guests tonight, today. And here's Lee.
Welcome to Bras, Bitches, and Balls. All right. Busted Bra Shop is the sponsor for today's podcast. And we have brought with us our Bra of the Week. We also have a few different guests today. And we may have a guest flying in. I don't know.
We'll see.
Yeah, it could be very interesting on the podcast today. But welcome. Welcome, Summer. Welcome, Deka.
Thank you.
Is here again. Nick, Jessica, and myself. So here we go. I'm going to talk about this bra off of mic. So I'm going to need Lisa to talk about it for me. Be my lips.
Okay.
That bra is beautiful.
This bra is beautiful.
Look at that,
this
lace.
Oh, wow. That is a gorgeous bra.
It really
wow.
is.
It's a long line bra by Freya.
Long line bra by Freya.
It's a lace soiree.
A lace soiree. What is a soiree?
Yeah, you know, sounds good.
I mean, I know what a soiree is, but.
So people ask me, crap, here, you hold
her. I'm going to hold her and you talk about the gore and
stuff
because I don't know bra lingo. I just know what fits.
Okay, so as I show how dumb I am on camera. Great. So this is what's called the gore of the bra. The gore of the bra is where the wires come together in between the breasts. And how that gore falls depends on how that bra fits. So some gores are very long. And in that case, it's going to be a full coverage bra that comes up here. Some of them are going to be very low like this one, so it's very plungy, right? But then you've got this beautiful sweetheart here. So if this part of your bra shows, and you have that deep of a plunge on your shirt. Amen, sister. That's a gorgeous, gorgeous piece of bra, right?
Yeah.
So if you look, depending on the shape of your own breast, you could end up with a very vintage look here.
Mm-hmm.
Not totally a fembot, you know, pointy, slopey guy.
Right.
But you're getting there. This part, this long line, sometimes the long lines will have boning in it to shape you. This mm-hmm. is not that bra.
Mm.
This is more like a bra cami combination.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little like haltery.
It is very haltery. But also, you know, as I get older, I wear more and more animal print.
Mm.
And Deka's like, yes, me too.
I think that's a thing. I understand.
But this isn't animal print. It gives that feel of animal print, but it's geometric shapes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Plus, you've got a lot of variety in here. It's an interesting piece of lace.
It is.
I'm going to turn it around.
Okay.
I love seeing the geometric shapes in the lace.
And look what they did
with
the keyhole
there.
Isn't that beautiful? They're not hiding the fact that this is a bra. Bras get shown more and more and more. You'll notice people are wearing colored bras under white clothes.
Mm-hmm.
You can see them. They're dressing from the inside out now. It is a thing. It's been a thing around the world, for a couple of years before us. It's getting here. We're like a wave of fashion, right?
These straps are really pretty.
The straps have detail to them.
Look at the inside.
Yeah, they
oh
have.
My gosh.
It's interesting. And then of course you've got the butt. Hello.
Yeah, she's serious.
Isn't that gorgeous?
Yeah.
So, she does squats.
Yeah, yeah, she does.
So
yeah.
They're cheeky, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
a little bit of your saw what you did showing. There.
Thank you.
Which are cheeky pants. Cheeky, I think that cut is flattering for like everybody.
It is.
Yeah.
Our butts are cute.
They are. Butts are awesome.
They are. They're more for just, they're used for more than just sitting.
They are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we may as well make it pretty. turn her around again though, Lisa.
Okay.
Check out the front of this puppy. Just having a nice pair of matching panties, then you've got that little bitty panel. Just a little bit of, hey, tummy.
Mm-hmm.
Just
Hold
a
still.
Touch mm-hmm. of tummy control. So this is our bra of the week. We do love it. Oh, Shades is calling in right now on my phone. Why don't I say hello? Hey, Shades. We're live now on the podcast. How you doing? Oh, I'm gonna.
I will come and find you.
Yeah, Nick will come and open the door, and then we'll just get you to sit down. Yay!
Hooray!
I have Chloe on. I'll see you in a minute.
Okay.
Okay. So Shades is walking in the door. Awesome.
Hooray!
I'm so excited to see him again. Okay, so that's her. I'm gonna put her away since my headphones are off. And say bye-bye.
Don't
to
step
the
on your box.
Talking about bras is my favorite part of coming here.
I love the bras. That's a gorgeous bra.
It is.
Yeah. I think I'm spending way more money on bras now, though.
Yeah. I think we should do a whole podcast of just women. That's
oh, my God.
I know. I give you gifts every time, right?
And
I think we should do a podcast of women about bras all the time.
I do, too.
Shades.
Up in this mug.
Shade needs a drink.
He does.
What the fuck is that?
Well, we're live now, so come on in.
Oh, well, live?
You're live.
That's right. It's Podcast Detroit.
And then live in color.
We've been in Podcast Detroit in Detroit, and this had a good setup for Deka to do live.
Yeah.
I don't do past 8 miles.
No.
When I lived in Detroit, I never went past 8 miles either.
I hear you.
I
don't.
I should have come to get you.
Are you east or west?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm downtown.
Okay. That's right. I think you mentioned that. I would have come and got you.
I'm right there in the Corktown.
Oh, man. Yeah, I could have come got you. Yeah, I'm west. I'm on the west side.
Brooklyn local
so
stuff?
if you don't know who just walked in, this is Shades. Shades is the graffiti artist. Not just a graffiti artist. In my mind, he is the graffiti artist.
Can I talk like this?
Yeah, I can't get him in the video.
You can't get him.
Oh.
Do you want to
in the video?
Should we swap?
Oh, my gosh.
If everybody wants to look at Shades, he can sit here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's me right there. No, you don't need a fisheye on that one. Bitch. You need a wide angle on that. Dude, we're packing them in.
We're
in here. We're tight.
We're cozy today.
Tight like Tiger.
Understand, if I'm on video right now, there is a problem.
There you
are on video. Why are you a problem?
Shades.
I'm just kidding. Oh, I like this. Those are actually better cans. Okay, great. So cool.
He's like, look at me.
Prettiest man. Okay.
All right.
So, Shades, also known as Tony.
That's me.
Nick, will you put the headphones on him, please?
Help a brother out.
You know how to win.
There you go.
Okay. There you go.
All right. Teamwork.
Can you come
out the dream work.
Mike, please
slide on in, Chase.
All right.
Yes, please.
Oh, yeah. Come around a little bit.
So, you know, graffiti in Detroit has always been a wonderful, beautiful thing. And Shades has been one of the ones that really got it going.
Yeah, I think Shades knows summer.
I think Shades knows summer, too.
Yeah.
Move up to the mic.
Get up close. Get cozy.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
There we go. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Derail.
You got to kiss the mic.
You got to put your mouth on it.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
Easy, D.
I'm sorry.
It's all about... I mean, that's good advice.
Oh,
that's good advice.
I'm about to have to take the sweatshirt off.
All right.
Shades, look.
We're at that portion of the podcast. Okay.
I know that sweatshirt.
Wait, I've missed that portion of the past. Wait, what is, why are you, what?
Because this is one of Shade's pieces. This
really?
Is Bluey.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. cool.
Yeah, okay.
I want to hear about Shade's pieces.
I don't sell pizza. I don't sell pizza.
Hi, Shade.
Hello.
I did not mean it that way, but okay.
How you doing?
I don't sell pizza, everybody.
What do you do?
I'm looking at the camera.
Don't look at the camera. So, Shades, tell us what you do. What you do?
I am a vandal that gets paid to make things beautiful.
Damn the man.
What up, though?
What up? You don't really. You're not a vandal.
I was considered a vandal many, many years ago.
Yeah. But now you're like legit, right? Because you do work for.
Yeah, I'm MC Hammer all the way.
Too legit to quit.
Yeah, I am. All that.
Did you see he's doing a commercial?
Completely.
So MC Hammer is on a commercial.
Well, you would too if your money.
If you don't
have too legit to quit.
Well, because he needs to make some cash.
Yeah, you got to survive that.
I'm just going to keep doing that.
Yeah,
that's what's up. But no, me myself, I am a graffiti artist.
Yes, you are.
I like to call myself an aerosol tech.
Right on.
I like it.
I dig that's that.
Good. Yeah. Good.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. I kind of stole that from a friend, but I use it now.
Yeah.
He got mad at me one time because I wore one of his products that said aerosol tech and he got really mad. And he was like, what'd you wear that? Okay. That's another story. So I digress. Okay. So anyway.
This whole podcast is digression.
Obviously.
Pretty much a digressive.
Obviously. Obviously.
That's where the fun
I am
stories
so distracted
in.
By all the little goods. Okay, so.
Well, you missed the bra of the week.
I am all about the bra of the week.
But, Shades, one of the things that happens with the guests of the
Hi,
podcast.
Nick. Hello, how's it going?
Is that I give little gifts. So I have a little something for
I'm
you.
I'm not too. Trying on anything.
She gives amazing gifts.
She's giving you dimmers.
No, you'll look great in that bustier. You'll look terrific.
I'm not trying on anything, man. She texts me.
You want to try these
She texts me. She goes, what is your waist size? And I'm like, oh, fudge.
So here you go.
You can swear, too.
We actually sell men's products also in the store.
Yes, I know. I am a proud owner of your products.
Shades, look.
Look what she got for you, Shades.
So these are a pair of sacks.
I have sacks. Draws.
Yeah.
Draws.
These are a pair of sacks. And what makes sacks exciting is that they have a little sack in them.
It actually
keeps all the groceries in one bag.
I believe they actually refer to it as the ballpark.
Nice. What size do those go up to?
Yeah. Those go up to a double extra large. There's a size chart on the back of the box. It's all done by waist size.
Is this the company that we've talked about?
Do you see it?
That's pretty much the reaction.
It has a ballpark pouch in it,
Wow.
So they're pretty fantastic. You know how guys are always shaking their leg to get their balls off their legs? Yeah, you can eliminate that.
So no stickage.
Right.
Yeah.
It helps get rid of the stickage. It gives them a little support, too, if there's some gravity
now,
issues
going on. Do you
wear
these? Do you?
Occasionally.
So, no, I'm just wondering because I don't have that issue.
You don't have that reference.
Yeah. Are they good? Like, they do their job.
They're a decent short. Yeah.
They're pretty
is this
awesome.
The company that we've talked about getting Shades to?
No, that was a different company. No, that was a different company.
Oh, you've been discussed before, clearly.
I'm always discussed.
Shades and underwear,
when it comes
yes.
to Lee discusses me all the time.
I have a thing for Shades.
I know.
He knows it.
Just come out with it.
My kid loves him, too.
That's cool.
I mean, let's go ahead and get it all out there. I mean, Lively and I fight over the sweatshirt now because he's big enough to wear it.
See?
I'm like, there you go. It's mine.
What up, Lively? My homie. Like,
I don't know
Bella
if Lively's
Caroni.
Allowed to listen to this podcast.
Probably not.
No.
We still got to say it. When he gets older, he can hear
it. Oh, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
So
it's a podcast, Godoy.
Right. It doesn't go away.
Right.
So, Shades, though, you were saying you were legit.
To quit,
yeah. So you've done some campaigns for, like, big...
A lot
Companies,
of things,
right?
Yeah. Like, I am a brander of product, and I do a lot of corporate product, like Fiat, Chrysler, Quicken Loans, Federal Mogul. Mm-hmm. These are
Mogul.
Yeah,
Minefield. He did some stuff for
Minefield
years and years
Blue
ago.
Water.
Yeah,
yeah.
Minefield guys.
Yeah,
the guys on the DeGar building.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've done a lot of things.
Oh, speaking of Minefield, that reminds me. Jill Ferrari said thanks for the couch. I was like, she
See
called me this morning and she's
together.
Like, I'm like, Shades is going to be on. She's like, tell him thank you for the couch. I love that couch.
Yeah. They had me come up there and paint a couch, man. That was cool.
Nice.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So you have something coming up shortly.
Yeah, it's about the Sturgis fish at the, we're doing this amazing benefit at the
Belle Isle Conservatory.
And
which
you're
is
doing
the,
it with Summer here.
Yeah, Summer is that girl.
What? Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Everyone's Summer. Doing it with Summer.
Summer looks good in the morning.
Summer is gorgeous.
With the gorgeous. I don't know. I don't know how she does it, but damn, Summer's looking kind of good right now, everybody.
She's gorgeous.
I believe it has something to do all with right. the Red Bull, but you know,
it might.
Oh, that's see, I got this.
Yeah, I'm like, I rolled out of bed, and here she is, like, yeah. looking like she's ready to go out to a after five.
That's yeah. all right.
See me afternoon.
I got well, Christmas thank you. In a cup.
So, Summer, Christmas. Tell us about the sturgeon.
All right, we're very excited about this. The Belle Isle Aquarium has not had a sturgeon exhibit since before the aquarium was closed in 2005. So this marks the return of sturgeon to the Belle Isle Aquarium, which we're very excited about. And to celebrate that, we are having an event, a fundraising event for the aquarium on November 30th. And there's a couple different aspects of that. Part of it is the unveiling of the sturgeon tank. We're also hosting an art exhibit from the University of Minnesota Duluth. It's 42 pieces of art, and they are all sturgeon art.
Really? I may have to go. Are they selling it? I may have sturgeon? To go Christmas shopping for my family.
We are selling some of the pieces, yes. And also, the highlight of the night is going to be Shades in one of our tanks doing a piece, a graffiti piece of a sturgeon, which we're also going to be selling.
So like in a swimsuit? Or like in a
it's a dry tank.
It's okay. It's a dry tank.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm just helping Lee out with her.
He said he did offer to come in a swimsuit, like a though. Mermaid. So
like we're there.
I got turned down.
Like, no, keep your clothes on. I know,
they're like, swim around. I'm like, nah. That's
you'd okay. be like a mermaid from like the Florida, you know, 1950s.
A merman.
That'll go really well with the aerosols.
Merman.
Merman.
And another really exciting piece of the evening and something that we've never done before. So this will be a first time experience for a lot of people is we're having a VIP ticket offering, and that's going to take place in the aquarium's speakeasy, which is an actual speakeasy that was used. Cool. Belle Isle Aquarium was a big hub for many years for bootleggers coming
sense.
From Canada. So it was a big storage house for liquor, and there is an old speakeasy in the basement. So we are having a pre-party for VIP ticket holders.
Are you serving sturgeon steaks? Because that would be weird.
That would be weird, so we're not going to do that.
Well, they sell it. It's actually not. I don't think it's that good of a fish, but so do you know how old the sturgeon is that you're getting?
So the sturgeon that we have, they're babies. They're about 2 years old.
Oh, really?
They're babies? About 16 inches. They grow very slowly.
Yes,
so,
they do.
Yeah, they're beautiful. They're absolutely beautiful.
So there's a sturgeon run up in your
yeah.
Neck of
so
the
I
woods,
actually
right?
pulled it up, and Shades was taking a picture of it. But so I'm from Northern Michigan, and Black Lake, which is mm-hmm. where I'm from around. Has a sturgeon charivari every year. It started in the 1960s. And so they sturgeon, because they're so old, they grow so slowly, they're not sexually mature. The females aren't sexually mature until they're like over 25,
yeah.
like sometimes even older
than
that.
Mm-hmm.
the males, of course, are sexually mature younger. They also die way younger. Mm-hmm. The women live till like 80 to 130, mm-hmm. something
pretty
like
much
that.
Like every species.
But the boys die at like 55.
Wow.
So that's a long living fish.
Yeah. So the women, when they're still alive after their 50s, they're like, woohoo, let's go live in a little condo on the beach together and have girl time. So the charivari, what they do is they only have like 8 tickets a year because there are so few sturgeon. So there used to be a hotel up there. It's now gone, but they do it at the same place. It was the Black Lake Hotel. And you would go, and if you were interested in sturgeon fishing, which is basically spearing, they draw for the 8 tickets on one night, and then they, if people don't get all of the 8 fish, then they draw again the next day. But it's literally 2 days a year is the season, and there are 8 fish allowed to be taken.
Wow.
It changes every year, but it's between 5 and 10 fish.
Mm-hmm.
But then they have all of these events going around it because, you know, the lake freezes. So then they have bands on the lake, and they have a poker run where you go find
wow.
your poker cards, and whoever gets the best hand wins, whatever. Also, because of the sturgeon.
Nick's looking at me funny. You've never done a poker run, have you?
No. Oh, we'll have to explain that. But
yeah, poker maybe. Runs are great.
Okay.
I didn't understand it either. My mom was telling me she went on a poker run, and I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? She's like, you got to get your card, and like they hand you card. I don't know, whatever.
We do it in the DAV for with veterans group. We do it down south to raise money, and of course, we just completely loaded
hopping.
At the end. Yeah, you go to a bar.
Oh, it's a drinking thing. Okay, that makes sense.
We skip out, order a drink, and they give you a card with that drink. And
I just skip the card part.
Yeah. And at the end of the run, when you go and get enough cards, if you have a poker hand, you
win a
compare
prize.
It, and if you have the best hand, you win whatever, you know.
I would be like, I got a pair of twos. Can anybody beat a pair of twos? So on top of the Shivery, which Sturgeon for Tomorrow does, I pulled that up on my laptop. So this year, the Shivery is February 2nd and 3rd. And they, like I said, they do a poker run, but they also do an ice fishing contest, a horseshoe tournament, you know, all kinds of crazy up north stuff. So Sturgeon for Tomorrow puts that on. And they also, because what happens is that when they sturgeon spawn, they go into the rivers. Mm-hmm. And again, they're not very old and there aren't very many of them, but poachers will go, hey, there are female, they're in the lake or they're in the river, so they're much easier to catch. So my mom and my sister in the past have basically put on the little orange jackets and patrolled the river during spawning season so that poachers can't poach the sturgeon while they're getting it on.
Yeah.
That's great. Which, I mean, get fish for fish is laying eggs.
they're basically acting as the madams for the
right.
Sturgeon.
They're like,
knocking
hey
shop.
Guys, okay, here are your 5 to 7,000 eggs. Go do your thing with them. Nice.
So I have a question. How big do sturgeon get? Does anybody know?
Really big.
Really big?
Very big. They can get up to 8 feet, 9
yeah,
feet.
You'll
so
yep.
Do the aquariums, in are they prepared for that kind of growth?
We have a long way to go before our babies get that big. True. And we do have some bigger tanks that hopefully by the time they reach some sort of weight and mass, we can move them to another tank. So part of the reason for this fundraiser is to rehabilitate those tanks and bring them back online so that we do have those bigger tank systems going. Yeah.
What is the name of the fundraiser?
Urgent for Sturgeon.
I love
for
that.
Sturgeon.
Speaking of spawning.
Urgent for Sturgeon. Yeah. Right. So, Dika, you're involved also, right?
I am. They needed some help finding entertainment. So we've got...
Let me entertain you.
Indeed. I've got a couple of friends who I was able to call. We will have, upstairs, we'll have DJ Sassy Black. And a DJ named Rhonda. Yes, you say the whole thing.
A
yes,
DJ
every time.
Rhonda,
a DJ
yes.
named Rhonda.
That's the
a
name.
DJ named Rhonda.
That's her name. Yes, a DJ
like
named
a
Rhonda.
You want to go? You want to be my date?
Maybe. I got a couple other things going on, but it sounds fun.
I mean, Patrick might want to go too.
You should get.
We can all be dates.
You know, there's even a special deal on the VIP tickets too.
Really?
So,
awesome.
Yes, because we're going to have Shane McKeever playing piano downstairs. Myself and Therese Rose are both vocalists, and we will be singing some standards to kind of set the mood. It's a speakeasy, so we're going to get a little jazzy, get a little swing, you know, nice. and kind of take it back to basics. So it'll be a lot of fun.
That sounds fantastic.
Fun. I'm so honored and excited, and it feels magical, you know, like it really does.
Yeah.
I had to call my dad after we met to talk about the fundraiser the first time, and I was like, oh my God, Dad. I got to go backstage at the aquarium on Belle Isle, Dad. Dad, do you remember when you had to like lift me up to see in the tanks? And he's like, yeah, CD. He calls me CD. He's like, yeah, CD, I remember. And I'm like, no, what I'm trying to tell you is there's a speakeasy downstairs. And he's like, shut up. Shut up.
All the secret stuff.
So I thought that was so cool, you know, so freaking cool. So
yeah, we need to VIP that one.
You
I think
need
we
to
do
VIP
too.
This
you
one.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, I just remember when things were closing and when things weren't as vibrant
yes.
as they are now.
Yes.
And that's when I was slinging coffee downtown. And that's when I met Shades.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we just had to keep saying, it'll come back.
That's right.
It'll happen again. It was tough. But mm-hmm. now to see it, you know, it may not be everything we've dreamed of.
No.
Mm-mm. It may not be done exactly the way,
nope.
you know, people who have been here for a long time have wanted.
Right.
But at the same time, the aquarium's open again.
Oh my God, yes.
And there's sturgeon coming.
And yeah. The sturgeon are coming back.
And there's going to be a fundraiser.
There was a speakeasy in there.
Crazy.
Most of its history.
We got to hang on to that. We got to hang on to that really happy, positive thing. And I'm very excited about this event.
And the fact that, like Nick said, that there's just all this history in Detroit that we take for granted. You know, we take for granted the buildings. We take for granted that there was an Underground Railroad stop in Greektown. And, you know, that there were, like, every other house had a speakeasy and a Blind Pig in it. Yeah,
really?
You know, the Purple Gang was here, all that kind of stuff. So, Lee, you're looking at – Shades was taking a look at this. So I'm now at the Fisheries and Wildlife Service. For statistics on sturgeon, they are actually a dinosaur fish. They've been around for since the Upper Cretaceous period. For anybody who
and cares now
about
your 5 through 10 year olds are going to be like, "We're going to go see a dinosaur."
So basically, you're going to see a dinosaur. They are endangered or they're threatened or endangered in 19 of the 20 states that they're in. So that's why the chivalry is, like I said, like a 2-day thing. They're very because of their slow development, if you overfish them, they're not coming back, you know? So sexual maturity in females is between 14 and 33 years. And the men, 8 to 12 years. But they can take up to 22 years to be ready to reproduce. Female lake sturgeon spawn once every 4 to 9 years. And the males every 2 to 7.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not much.
No. Yep. And like I said, they spawn in rapids and gravel, clean water. So that typically they go up into a stream.
So anyway, we have a caviar station.
Yeah. Exactly. I know. I'm like, so sturgeon steaks and caviar?
There we go.
We have kind of caviar. There'll be kind of caviar. It'll actually be other fish eggs, which are not sturgeon. Because
eggs.
that just seemed a little...
Wrong,
a little off to just be like, we're celebrating you, sturgeon. Now we're going to eat your babies.
Right.
You know, so instead we have other fish eggs.
So we'll eat other caviar. Fish babies. We'll be like, look, sturgeon, we're eating smelt eggs.
Yeah. Look at who we're sacrificing for you, sturgeon. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it'll be tasty.
Try that on sushi.
It's delicious.
So where do we buy these tickets, and what's the VIP special?
All right, so the tickets can be purchased at BelleIsleConservancy.org.
Okay.
And the VIP special, so the VIP ticket cost is $110. General admission is $60 or 2 for $100.
Okay.
And so we're also going to do a VIP special of 2 for $200.
Oh, I like it.
It's going to be so nice.
It's going to be
it's
so awesome.
Be amazing.
What do we wear? What do we wear?
What do
jeans
you want to
and
wear?
A t-shirt.
I would like to wear jeans and a t-shirt. Then wear jeans and a t-shirt. We just say dressy, casual-looking
body paint.
Sort of whatever you're comfortable in.
Body paint and a whipped cream bikini.
Yes.
Dress Detroit
fine.
Casual.
You could wear your bra of the day.
I could wear my bra of the day.
Right.
Awesome.
That one, I would...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, that one could actually be used as a blouse, as a top with a
jacket
on top.
Over it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, some of the ladies who work in my store are incredibly fashionable, and they wear their lingerie as their outerwear.
I'm so jealous of that.
Yeah, they're also. Oh,
it's pretty amazing. Right.
Like,
yeah.
In their 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So? Us at our 40s are fine.
Right.
You're talking about bras.
Yeah, we are. Talking about bras.
So
you gotta love bras.
So it's Detroit casual.
Okay.
Let's call it Detroit casual.
So we're going to have music. We're going to have DJs. We're going to have live music. Mm-hmm. We're going to have painting and silent auctioning. Mm-hmm. We're going to have food and caviar.
And an art exhibit.
And an art exhibit. That's a great night.
It's going to be
sturgeon.
And
sturgeon. And we're going to urge
them. The bell of the ball.
The bell of the ball. Really love that. Yeah. So there's some more stuff happening in Detroit. Is anybody else going to the tree lighting?
Tree lighting. Who's doing the tree lighting Friday?
Oh, I should go.
Let's have a party. Let's all meet up.
And get really wasted.
Well, that's kind of what the tree lighting
is
for.
Yeah, that's pretty much
it.
I just like to say it.
She's like, I just want everybody to be clear what the tree lighting really is. It's a reason to be downtown, stand there for 5 minutes, watch the tree get lit, and then go get lit.
And then go get lit, yeah.
Well, I'll be with a 10-year-old, so
edibles then prior?
Maybe. Yeah, because he doesn't think you drink. No. He said that to me after the DAC club, back to the club.
Really?
And after I picked him up after school, he was like, yeah, my mom doesn't drink. And I was like, okay.
Okay. That's cute. He's so funny.
I'm like, you're adorable. Yeah. You know when your mom was not feeling well someday?
Well, let's just let him think that. Yeah. We let him think anything.
So yeah, so the tree lighting. And then there was something else going on.
He already calls you the lady who cusses too much.
Yeah, he does. I swear too much. He said
Lisa, which one? The one that swears?
Yep. You left a movie and it was like all F word. It was The Kingsman.
Uh-huh.
And I said to him, you said what he told you, and I said to him when I picked him up. I'm like, yeah, I heard that you didn't like The Kingsman and that you said, blah, blah, blah. He's like, I did. He said, they left the movie and she's like, everything was like an F word. And he's like, they swear more than Miss Lisa.
He did. We got up and left. We were bad parents. Oh, anyway.
Okay. So you didn't get to the very final bit with the. Okay, fine.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm not going to watch the. I mean, anyway. No. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not a recommendation.
No, I was there Thor, to see however. Oberon anyway, and
the beer.
Yeah. No, the hey prince that was from Game of Thrones was in that also.
Oh, yeah.
He's Oberon. Also in Narcos.
Okay, yeah. It's really weird to listen to him talk Narcos? Because he's such a California dude. Yeah.
Isn't he gorgeous?
Oh my god!
And he's a great actor, such talent.
You know, Prince Oberon. The
I
red viper,
have no idea what
the viper that gets
about.
His head smashed,
squished,
okay,
like a pea,
yeah,
by but, the mountain.
But he's like really, he's really Southern Cali.
I know something's wrong with talks. My phone.
Oh, I think you're on low power.
Yeah,
is it still going?
Yeah, I think we're still going.
It's just lacking power, so it may blip out.
I think
out.
It pauses when you do it when it does.
Deeka, can you get up and hit that button?
I can.
Okay.
Yeah, thank I have no you. Idea what you're talking about because we already talked. I don't do Game of Thrones. I don't do violence.
Oh, well,
I love me some Game of Thrones, yeah. Man.
But you don't watch Narcos either.
I don't watch violence, so.
But he plays very much the Latin character, except when you listen to him talking, like just in interviews, and he's very Southern Cali, and he's like, and he's just like some dude from California.
It's like hearing, who's the guy who plays House, and you're Hugh Laurie,
yeah.
And you're like,
it's a little bit like that.
He's a Brit?
Yeah, it's a little bit like that, because he's not got that, yes, kind of thing going on when he's talking.
So, Summer, how long have you been at Belle Isle?
3 years now.
3 years? Where were you prior to that?
I was at the Heat and Warmth Fund prior to that.
Oh, awesome.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And before that, I was in Portland, Oregon.
Hey.
So,
the dream of the 90s, I hear, is still alive.
It is.
Portland.
It is, actually, yeah.
Still a lot of...
It's going strong.
Yeah, right on.
A lot of flannel and stuff?
A lot. Beards, flannel, coffee, the whole thing.
Much. And it's a marijuana paradise, I hear, and I just wanted to talk about that a little bit.
Well, a marijuana paradise?
Yeah, it just sounds so awesome. I've got friends out there, and I just get excited just talking about it.
Isn't Colorado a marijuana paradise too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I lived in Kalama, Washington, which is right outside
Detroit
of Portland.
Yep.
And we're back to the tree lighting.
And we're
segue.
Exactly.
But I did enjoy that part of the country quite a bit. Met beautiful. Some pretty awesome people that I'd like to get on this podcast at some point. My friend Corey J. Herndon, who was one of the he writes a lot of the things with Magic the Gathering, and then he does. Oh yeah, yeah. He was my backup dude.
Deeka's like,
I didn't
oh my
get
god.
Married by the time I was 34, I was marrying Corey.
Oh my god!
But he's married now. He's married to an author.
He is. He's married to an author. She does horror.
Yeah, which is why I don't read her stuff either. Horror. We're Facebook friends, but I went to high school with Scott Sigler. I think I mentioned. Yeah. He was also a horror writer, and I can't read any other stuff because
S.P. Makowski. She's awesome.
Yeah,
really Southern girl.
They're now
wonder
in
why I married her.
Canada.
Yeah,
they moved.
As soon as Trump got in, they were to Canada. Yeah, they're like, see ya.
We're out.
So, okay, tree lighting, Detroit, it's all good. Graffiti is amazing.
I feel like there's something else that we're supposed to talk about.
Oh, there's all kinds of things. We talked, the prom was amazing, the Rotary prom that we had. We had such a darn good time.
Yeah.
Not a big deal. What was that?
I don't know. I think you got a text or something.
Oh, yeah, somebody just sent a message.
Hi.
Hello,
hi, whoever
that
you
is.
Are.
So I can't read it from here.
And the money there went to Freedom House. We should get the we should get Freedom House.
We should get Freedom House to come up and talk. Yeah, that would be wonderful. They're amazing people. One of the things that we did also with Rotary Shades is that we had a art and graffiti tour.
Sweet.
Right?
Yeah.
Nick?
Yeah.
And we had a bus and we brought people around. So next year, I think that we should try to get go into something that Shades is involved in. And maybe we could bring him down to the Belle Isle.
You definitely should.
Absolutely.
To the aquarium. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been talking to a whole bunch of people about the speakeasy, about using it again for other.
Just to bring Shades up to speed, a couple weeks ago, our Rotary group had a art tour in Detroit. And
what's a Rotary group?
Rotary Group is a international service community, service organization.
Good there things. We go.
Yeah. And we have three chapters in Detroit. Well, actually two chapters. And then we started a offshoot called the Detroit Cocktail Club.
What? Yeah, what was our comment, Nick? Do you remember what I said? You said you were going to use it, and I can't remember what I said.
I can't remember.
Well, Detroit, the Rotary
sure
does
remember stuff you said,
does lots
Lisa,
of good. But, you know. We do lots of good things.
But you're not
for
that important to me.
Exactly. You know.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So the cocktail club is for people who are interested in
cocktails.
They're not interested in.
I just like to be able to
mornings.
Say the word cock
without being in trouble.
Yes.
Right. We like to drink.
Yeah.
We like to drink
and do good in the world.
And also not get up early, which is, you know, often with a Rotary Club,
they meet at like
7 in the morning or something like that.
Well, I'm still sleeping at 7.
Me too.
Yeah.
But the 7 I'm o'clock not. In the morning group now has the 5:30 in the evening group at Traffic Jam on Thursday nights. We meet at 5:30 to 7, and we see what kind of good things we can do to help our community. Rotary's been around for over 100 years.
Rotary has?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we partnered with the World Health Organization in the 80s to help end polio. Back in the 80s, there would be 425,000 cases of polio per year around the world.
Wow.
Yes. People that we are still friends with, their families were affected by polio. Mm. Typically our parents' generation. And, now, this year, I think there's been 3 cases worldwide. Not 300,000,
3
cases
worldwide.
Yeah, polio
was big back in the 50s?
Mm-hmm. You have to speak into the microphone, Mr. Man.
I'm sorry. I'm over here doing social media, too. So I'm trying to multitask and bring everybody up to speed about my life.
Shades is networking the shit out of this.
Pretty much.
Completely. Wasn't polio like... big in like the 50s?
Yeah, you had to like
anything 80s and earlier.
Didn't they put you in like the lung?
The iron lung thing?
Yeah.
That I saw at like on the big metal.
Yeah.
Oh, it's crazy.
So that's one of the things that Rotary has been focused on wiping out worldwide. And we also are involved in clean water with worldwide providing clean water. Locally, we work with literacy, children, and women. So those are the things that the three groups are really focused upon. So if you have questions about Rotary, you can always look it up. You can ask us questions, PM us, blah, 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 all those things. You can find us and we can answer the questions.
Absolutely.
To totally change track because my mind just like went off the rails. Are you doing a podcast next week because it's Thanksgiving week?
No.
So we will not be here next Wednesday. And by we, I mean you and whoever. But nobody. Right. No, this will be an empty room.
Ross, Bitches, and Balls will be dark next week.
Yeah, it won't be, but you know, Lee, me, and probably you two, because it just seems to be.
That's our thing. Yeah. I was here last week when you were sick.
I felt like, where is the number now? I mean,
I think we might be tied up on appearances
at this point, yeah.
So I think we need to have an entire podcast on bras.
Yes.
Bra issues. Bra
care. I would love to come in for that one.
Okay.
Yeah, fix your bra problem.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. So here's the question. Should Nick be here?
Yes.
About
that. Yes.
Nick's voting for
yes.
Yeah.
Did you say, Lisa? Yes. Yes.
He's going to be like Mrs. Doubtfire over the corner.
So we should cover the things that are going to be happening in town next week when we're not going to be around, the big one being the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Right.
So if any of y'all are going to the Thanksgiving Day Parade, and the Turkey Trot, which I remember having friends who ran that. And I was like, I'm going to be sitting inside the warm
coffee shop, drinking liquor.
Yeah, because they're the people who I don't run unless a bear is chasing me.
Yeah.
My dad ran the Turkey Trot, too. In the 90s, like 98, 99, something.
First of all, it's cold. Yeah. I mean, I suppose once you're running, you're not, but no, I don't know. I don't do cold weather and I don't do running.
So we left Detroit in 2006, at the beginning of 2006, and moved to Germany, shut down the coffee shop, got out of here. And we would come back every year at Thanksgiving because we loved the parade, America's Parade. And loved the people and loved, and sometimes I would just kind of sneak in, you know, wander around. And it was good.
Yeah. And then, of course, it's already happened, but the Hobnobble Gobble, where you can go in and see all of the parade company. I just love saying that.
I don't think I can say it again.
The Knob Gobble. That's nice.
So they. Nick, don't turn it into something icky.
It's too late.
I was just repeating back what you said.
You're like a 15-year-old boy. That's okay.
So they raise money for the parade company, and you can go and see the floats and everything. And apparently, if you're part of the clown, I want to say clown posse, but that's going to go to insane clown posse. Mm-hmm. But the clown people.
Brigade.
Yeah. Like, you got to work your way up in that. It's like serious shit.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Clowning around is no...
No laughing matter.
It's no laughing matter.
It's like John Wayne Gacy.
And it's expensive.
Yeah, it's clowning like, okay, is very serious. Yeah.
But all that
John
money
Wayne
goes back.
The parade company.
I was able to go to the parade company preview this year, which is like kind of a family night, and to see the new float that they're exhibiting this year, which is beautiful.
I think I saw a Facebook picture of
Land Before Time themed. It's amazing.
Did you hear that? We both gasped.
I don't have a problem giving away cool points.
Yeah. Land Before Time is awesome.
Yeah, Land Before Time is awesome.
Dinosaurs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Has a volcano.
It has a volcano and there was smoke coming out of it.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Sarah the Triceratops was awesome. She was there.
Sarah the Triceratops.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
I can't relate. I'm all about Jurassic Park.
Clever girl.
I like happy.
Like
stuff.
I said, I'm all about Jurassic Park.
So anyway, next week, lots of stuff going on with the Thanksgiving Day Parade and Black Friday, which a lot of places are actually closing down for. Which
should
is nice.
Should I go ahead and talk about what's happening at the bra shop?
Yes, absolutely.
Would you like to know?
Yes. I knew I was going somewhere with this.
All right, because we got to sell some shit. I mean, yes.
Will the bra of the day be on sale?
Well, technically, everything will be on sale.
Excellent.
How did I do that? Well, we're going to start our sale on Wednesday instead of on Friday being the start, because I know people want to go shopping lots of places, but they've got to get their bras too. So we're calling it Hot Pink Wednesday.
Well, if you're already going to be in Eastern Market to pick up your stuff for Thanksgiving,
you may as well come on over.
Stop by the bra shop.
So we have a clearance room that I need to clearance completely out. So in that room, everything will be $10.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Wow.
What is she doing?
Everything will be $10.
I feel like this is one of those crazy, crazy, crazy.
It is. So you walk in, you pick an item, it's $10. You take two items, it's $20. You take three items, it's $30. Got it?
Simple math. It's easy, people.
Simple, easy, not an issue.
Oh, my God.
Of course, there'll be final sales. In the main store, you buy one bra, your entire ticket's 10% off. Oh my God. You buy two bras, your entire ticket is 20% off.
Dang.
Wow.
You buy three bras,
your entire ticket is 30% off. God. So this is the time when you come in, you say, I need three bras, and then I'm going to get hosiery and shapewear and naughty knickers and underwear and the whole shebang. Because you'll get 30% off the whole order.
Oh my God.
But it all depends on how many bras you buy.
Okay, a couple of things about this. First of all, I know we always have a bra of the week, but the Kixies, if you are someone who wears dresses a lot and can't stand pantyhose because they're like putting your body in a sausage, the Kixies are thigh highs, but they don't move, and they have cute patterns. They're awesome.
Yeah.
So
American company.
Get yourself some Kixies. Also, are you open? I assume you're closed on Thanksgiving.
We're closed on Thanksgiving. We are open on Black Friday. We are not going to be open forever on Black Friday, so I recommend that you get there early. We'll be open 10 o'clock until 4. That's it. Because
that's rational.
Everybody gets
to
go home.
Yeah, let people go home and enjoy their families. Yeah. And then Saturday. So Saturday is Small Business Saturday.
Right. So
right?
The same sale, the Hot Wednesday sale, Hot Pink Wednesday, it's going to go on Friday and Saturday and Sunday. As long as the stuff is still in the clearance room, you can get it for $10.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. There's some good shit in there, too. We got 3 minutes left. 3 minutes. That's it. So, do you need to tell us anything else about the Urgent for Sturgeon?
Yeah. If you haven't heard, I will be painting live, and the piece will be on auction. So, I need y'all to come and, like, spend some money. Because this is really important because, you know, I mean, all jokes aside, I mean, like we were talking before, I mean, Lee, you know, when things were like closing. And so the good thing is that, you know, everyone's working really hard to keep things going. That is preservation of this city. Yeah. And, you know, we got Summer and we got Nick. And I was very fortunate to be invited to paint for these people. And so, I mean, it is kind of cool because you get to see me paint in a tank, but at the same time
without water in it.
Yeah, that too. No swim trunks. But the good thing is that your money will be going to something really dope. So
Shades, before we go back to Summer, can you tell us where you can be found? I think we're friends on Facebook. But you have a Facebook page?
Yeah, I don't have a website right now because my server decided to shut down and didn't tell me.
Nice.
That was a beautiful thing.
That explained it. I tried to find
that's
it.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Super. I love it. Technology just rocks.
But you're on Facebook.
But your Facebook is
everything.
Is it Shades, or
let me put it this way. If you want to find me, just text or type in Google Shades, SHADESDET, and I'm on everything.
Okay.
That's my Yahoos, my Gmails, my everything.
Find Shades of stuff because it is super awesome. It really is cool.
Great so Instagram kind. Account too.
Well, yeah. I want to share a little something.
Oh. Was it that time that I was laid out in your doorway?
No. We don't talk about that.
Oh, we don't?
No.
That was such a life-changing event.
When I...
Her doorway at Café des Trois was a life-changing event for me.
Kind
I
of a Damascus Road thing, really.
When we had the cafe, I was there late night because people kept asking us to be open late. And it would be pretty much me. I'd let all the employees go home and I'd be there till 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night. But I was never alone because Shades and his brother would come and drink coffee.
Until the door closed.
And they would drink all the coffee that I was going to be throwing away.
Because we love the coffee.
Coffee was great.
They would not leave me in there by myself. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
Now you know why I love him so much.
Yeah.
And if anything weird happened, he and his brother handled it.
Aww.
There was never, I mean, between Scotty and Tony, I never had any trouble.
Nope.
And there was a dirt parking lot there because the Z garage wasn't built. It was different. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, no, I'm fine. I can take care of myself. They're like, oh my God, you're so stupid.
No, you won't.
So we'll
I remiss the cafe because of all of the artists. So Shades and Jack Johnson and
Victor Pitko. He's still doing great work. Jack's still doing great work. He's just not here anymore.
Nope, he's gone.
Carl Oxley.
And I have my own Shades tucked away that has a coffee cup that he made me a long time ago.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if you'd even recognize it.
No, I wouldn't.
But yeah, I have one. I do want to ask you to do some stuff for me. But okay,
so
we're coming.
Should we have
to
Summer give us the Belle Isle info one more time,
yes,
and then
we
have
should.
Deka play us out? Is
tell us, Summer. Wooka Summer. Wooka Summer.
Thank you. All right. Tickets for Urgent for Sturgeon can be purchased through the Belle Isle Conservancy at belleisleconservancy.org. We are also on Facebook under Belle Isle Conservancy, and we have a great Belle Isle Aquarium Instagram account.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you. All right. Urgent for Sturgeon coming up. Bras, Bitches, and Balls will be closed next week, but we will be back up and running. I don't know who's our next guest.
We actually need to find someone,
well,
so
we
maybe we could do
the
bra show.
Oh, chocolates.
Yes.
I'll reach out to them and see if they're available. They weren't available last week.
We should do chocolates, and soon we should do a day where I get the whole day off and we sample vodka.
Vodka or absinthe? I want to do the absinthe show. I want to do the absinthe show.
I'm afraid of absinthe, but
well, I'm used to women being afraid of things sometimes and working them through. Working them through, and
this is what I look at. I'm like, really?
So anyway, December. What's the next show? Just is that December 5th? Is that
it's the Wednesday after Thanksgiving,
whatever day that is.
Yeah, so not next week.
Look at
but
your
next
calendars,
week.
People.
Y'all know how to read a calendar.
Did you just say y'all?
No,
yeah, he did.
No, I didn't. No,
yeah, you did.
You did.
We're gonna
I shouldn't do that again. I shouldn't do that again.
All right, I think we're done now because Jessica's gonna cut us off. Thanks, Jess. Thank you, everybody. Sorry we didn't play the vomit spots. We'll do it another time. And we're out. Okay, sorry. We're done. Okay, we're good. We're good. I'm still there. Hi.
Oh, I guess I should mention that you can find all my info on www.deekah.com.
Yes, ma'am.
DEEKAHWYATT. I put too many letters there. Mm-hmm. It's just DEEKAH. I did.
Willing. Yeah, he's got it.
You ready? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Probably. Heroes have the heart to live their lives on the limb. All I remember thinking, oh, is I want to be like them. Ever since I was little, that looked like fun. And it's no coincidence. I die when I'm done. I'm not done. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe we're crazy. Maybe we're crazy.